All right. Once again, back is businesscreditbuilder.us. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. I'm with Business Credit Builder. And what we do at Business Credit Builder is help entrepreneurs build their business credit and access funding. Okay. And today we're going to be talking about the mind-blowing steps, the mind-blowing simple steps any entrepreneur can take to raise business credit scores. Now, at this time, if you can hear me, put in the chat your business name and what type of business you run. All right? And I'm going to share my screen. And we are going to get started with the presentation. How about that? Okay, while y'all do that, we doing this. Boom, bam. Slideshow. Okay. Okay. Great. So now you should be able to see my screen. Mind-blowing, simple steps any entrepreneur can take to raise business credit scores. Now, before we even get started, I want to let y'all know about the three C's. Right? The three C's of funding. Now, the three C's of funding is what lenders are definitely going to be looking at. Okay? When any business fills out an application to get a loan or an application to get an account or whatever it is, they're going to look at your three C's. The three C's are credit, cash flow, and collateral. If you have all three of these three C's, then you can possibly get an SBA loan. And the SBA loan is the best place you can get a business loan. The reason why is because they give you a whole bunch of money. Their interest rates are low, and they spread it over time. But a lot of us do not qualify for that. Okay? So if you have two of the three C's, then you could possibly qualify for a term loan. If you have one of the three C's, depending on which of the one that you do have, then there is funding available for you. Now, if you have none of the three C's, that's when you start building business credit. And today we're going to be talking about ways that you can raise your business credit scores. Now, I got other webinars on my YouTube channel that show you how to build business credit. I give you the basic steps on how to build business credit. Today's is a little bit more advanced because now we're going to go actually into how these business credit scores work and the little things that we can do to push them up. All right. All right. What we got here? We got something in the chat. We got Genuinely Clean. So I'm thinking that's a cleaning service, right? Y'all probably need trucks and equipment, supplies. Shelly got Jet Signature Notary and Apostle Service. Oh, did I pronounce that right? Anyway, Jet Signatory Notary. Okay. And we got Marsha has Platinum Transportation Solutions, Dispatch Compliance and Bookkeeping Service. What you talking about? You should know about the ERC, right? If you don't know about the ERC, Miss Marshall Wells, with your bookkeeping service, make sure you ask me about that because it could put some money in your pocket. Okay. And that's what we have in here today so far. All right. So cool. We're going to start this thing off. Let's see. Somebody else is in chat here. Oh, we got Marshall. Okay. We got, Wyatt got the conceptual product designer. Conceptual product designer. What type of product are you designing, Mr. Wyatt, if you're able to speak? I'm just curious. That you went over my head with that right there. I'm like, yo, what? What the? Okay. You ain't saying nothing. All right, you might be busy. Okay, we're gonna move forward, everybody. Okay.
He put chat in there.
Say what now?
He put it in the chat. Toys and games.
I got you. I see. Toys and games. Oh, so you developed the toys and games. Oh, snap. All right, that's what's up. Okay. Let's get started. You also see my screen. We up here. I don't know what's doing. Okay, cool. All right. So, once again, my name is Noel A. Booker Sr. You can Google me. And I am the CEO at businesscreditbuilder.us LLC. Check out the contact info. We got a telephone number. We got the email address, noel@businesscreditbuilder.us. And there's three buttons at the bottom. The first button is how you can get a free guide on how you can build business credit. Okay? That's the basic steps I was telling you about. 1, 2, 3, 4 steps, right? You get that free guide by going to businesscreditbuilder.us/free guide. Okay? And I'm going to give you some more websites with businesscreditbuilder.us. And then I'm going to say slash whatever it is. So the next button is how you get a free business credit consultation if you want to talk about the services that we provide. This is what you would do. You will schedule a free business credit consultation. That's like my scheduler, right? So in order to do that, you just go to /consult, right? All right. Make sure you're taking notes now. And if you think you can get approved for funding now, then you would go to the red button, which is get approved for funding. You would go to /get funding. Yeah. Okay, let's get started. Business credit scores. These scores are in the business's name. A business builds its own credit profile and credit score. Then the business will qualify for greater credit. This measures the business's ability to pay, not the owner's ability to pay. Most major business credit scores range from 0 to 100, which is different than the personal, right? So, you know, business credit scores are going to range from 0 to 100. Okay? Your business credit score is not automatic. Okay, you have to work on it. Unlike for credit, for the consumer credit scoring, you have to apply. You have to get an EIN from the IRS. You have to get a DUNS number from Dun and Bradstreet. Whoever's mic is on, can you mute that? Thank you. And that arrives once you apply for your DUNS number, that arrives in a few weeks. What you need to do is tally up 3 separate payment experiences to start. This is what you do to start. Then Dun & Bradstreet starts tracking your business's financial activity and you get a Paydex score. So the thing is to get your DUNS number. Once your business is set up credibly in the eyes of the lender, which means name, address, telephone number, website, EIN, right? All that stuff. Then you go and apply for your DUNS number. When you get that DUNS number, now you get three experiences, which is where you get three trade lines, right? Which is go to three companies, you get an account that reports to Dun & Bradstreet. When three of those report to Dun & Bradstreet, Dun & Bradstreet will issue you a pay desk score. If those three that you sent that sent Dun & Bradstreet a report on the item that you purchased, then, and you paid those three accounts on time, then the pay debt score that they're going to issue you is about a 76. Now, a 70 pay debt score is lendable, but I get my clients to an 80. That's where you need to be, 80 and above. Actually, I'm just going to say it, above 80, okay? You just don't want to stop at 80. You want to keep going. Okay, for other business credit reporting agencies, no payment experiences are necessary. So you start with a failing business credit score because you have no payment history. Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the ones that give you a failing grade, right? So if they know that you're in existence, like Experian and Equifax, if they know that you're in existence, meaning you set up your business name at the Secretary of State, now they know that you exist, then they will give you a failing grade. But that's okay. It's easy to adjust that, okay? All right. Fortunately, there is a lot that you can do to raise your scores. Okay, business credit score. What it is a mathematical model generally used to depict a business's risk of going 90 days late on an account within the next 12 months. This differs from the personal credit scoring, which depicts risk over 24 months. Your business's credit profile links to its EIN number. A business credit score depicts how likely the business is to default on payments. It has nothing to do with how the business owner pays his or her bills. Okay? All the credit reporting agencies show multiple business credit scores to evaluate different forms of risk. So each one of these credit reporting agencies, they got a different way to calculate the score. Then they come to be about similar, but they do it in different ways, right? Okay, business credit score. The scores are used by credit issuers, lenders, suppliers, vendors, and others who typically extend credit to businesses. So these credit issuers, lenders, and all of them, they are clients of the business credit reporting agencies, right? And the business credit reporting agencies, what they do is collect information, package it up in different ways, and sell it to credit issuers, lenders, suppliers, vendors, and others. Even the businesses, the business would go to them and pull their business credit report. And that costs about $100 per month for each credit reporting agency. Now, when you do business with our company, we charge you $25 a month for all three. So we save you a little bit of money there. There is no Fair Credit Reporting Act for business. Creditors and vendors are under no obligation to tell you which scores they are relying on. Okay? They don't have to tell you. Okay? But you can ask. Anyone can pull your business credit reports. With no applicable Fair Credit Reporting Act, you may never know who's looking at your business credit reports. Okay? So the big thing about this is anybody can look at your business credit reports. And when you apply with someone, a company, and they deny you, they do not have to tell you why they denied you, okay? They do not have to tell you why they denied you, okay? So, and that's crucial because you would want to know why they denied you so you can fix it and apply again or apply to another place with it fixed. So that's why it's important to set up your business credible in the eyes of the lender before you even start building your business credit, right? And you can check out my old webinars to know that you are setting up your business credible in the eyes of the lender. That can be not just vendors, lenders, and creditors, but also competitors can see your business credit reports, clients, and business prospects. Now, there were three big credit reporting agencies for your business credit. I already told you who they were, but they are Dun & Bradstreet. They are Just for Business, Experian, and Equifax. They do both consumer credit and business credit, okay? Smaller credit reporting agencies are not checked as often. These are the three, Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, and Equifax. The big three matter a lot more, but there is one more to consider, all right? There's one more to consider, and that is Credit Safe. Credit Safe includes financial trade payment data. It also includes lease payments, payments to business credit cards, term loans, other debt payments made by a business, okay? So Credit Safe is more popular in Europe and Australia, but now it's gaining speed in Americas. North America and South America is gaining speed. It's becoming more and more popular, okay? So it's good for you to at least know that they're there. And when somebody says Credit Safe, you know what that's about, right? Okay, what goes into the scores? That's important, right? The CRAs all use slightly different methods, but the main criteria for scoring are the same. They just might have different weights. Knowing how the scores are calculated shows you how to raise your scores most effectively, okay? Now, building business credit, right? It's a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step, and there's no skipping steps. Now, the hardest part of building business credit is the strategy. And that's what we're gonna go into, the strategy. Because the tasks of building business credit are simple, right? Simple tasks, you go open an account, you buy something, you pay it. Then you're gonna pull your business credit reports to make sure it's there. Now with that information, you'll know some strategy moves, okay? So, Dun & Bradstreet scoring criteria, okay? This is how Dun & Bradstreet puts together their Paydex score. They look at bankruptcies and liens, lawsuits against your company, your credit card payments, your bill payments. To get a paydex score, a business needs at least 3 trade accounts reporting to their file. It can take up to 60 days for those trades to report and a score to be established. So start right away. Well, you start after you set up your business credible and you get that DUNS number, right? You need that DUNS number, okay? Because when you apply for credit someplace and they report to DUNS, to Dun & Bradstreet, they're gonna ask you for your DUNS number. And when you give them the DUNS number, that means you're telling them exactly where to send your reports, okay? It doesn't work that way with the other ones, okay? So that's important to know. Okay, the business credit score itself is calculated by using as many as 875 experiences, payments, right? Okay, it is a weight, it's a weighted average with more weight given to trade accounts that report higher amounts of credit extended. This is the key thing about the paydex score. They're giving more weight to trade accounts that report higher amounts of credit extended. It gives less weight to trade accounts that report lower dollar amounts of credit. To keep paydex scores up, if you can only pay one bill, pay the biggest bill first. Past performance in bill payment is a main driver of this number, okay? The higher the score, the lower the risk. A business can get a good paydex score by issuing payments are made by ensuring payments are made promptly to suppliers and vendors. Okay, so that's a good. That's the key point on this page, is that they look at the bigger numbers first. So you want, if you can only pay one, pay down the biggest one as much as you can first. Don't go the other way. Don't pay the lower ones first, right? That's going to help out your paydex score the best. Okay. Experian. Now, their company is called Experian Commercial. That's the company that runs the business credit reporting agencies. Okay. Larger database. They have a large database. Now, Dun & Bradstreet has the largest of all, but Experian has a very large database. They apply their own analytics software. Reports include public records, scoring, trade information, financial history, court judgments, UCC filings. Okay. Okay. Experian scoring criteria. Their most popular product that lenders and vendors get from Experian is the score that they call the IntelliScore Plus. Okay. Historical behavior, payment history is 5 to 10% of the total score. Okay. Like with personal credit, your historical behavior is 35% of your score. Okay. Whoever has their mic on, please mute. And hello to the people walking in. I see y'all walking in here. Okay. Current payment status, trade balances, and percent of accounts delinquent is 50% of the score. The current payment status. Okay. So it's important to keep the status of your accounts in proper respect, right? because it's 50 to 60% of the score, just the status, okay? Credit utilization is 10 to 15% of the score. Dun & Bradstreet didn't have nothing about utilization. With personal credit, utilization is 30% of your score. So at Experian, utilization is 10 to 15% of the score. The company profile, the age of the business, the industry risk, industry, you see that? We're going to talk about industry risk. And the size of business assessed by the number of employees is 5 to 10% of the score. 10% to 15% of the score is based on derogatory items, collections, liens, judgments, and bankruptcies. Okay, IntelliScore. The score's basis includes number of trade experiences, outstanding balances and payment habits, credit utilization, and trends over time. Trends over time. They're going to look at trends, public record recency, frequency, and dollar amount. Demographics, like the years on file, your SIC codes, your business size. Those are all business demographics, right? Now, Equifax scoring criteria. They collect utility account information, trade vendor data, public records, bankruptcies, judgments, lawsuits, liens, information from the Small Business Financial Exchange. Do some research on that. The Small Business Financial Exchange, because they can pull records from there. Now, you don't have any control over what this agency has. And what this is all the banks, they come together as the good old boy network, and they talking to each other, saying, yo, they sharing information. They're getting public records from each other and compiling it all in this Small Business Financial Exchange. So you can't help what gets there, because they find it in public records and they put it in there. And then Equifax takes a look at it and sees your relation, and it affects your Equifax scoring, okay? Now, what can lower a business credit score? Someone might ask that. Current collections, liens, judgments, bankruptcies, and other derogatory public records, including status, recency, frequency, and dollar amounts. Increased trend in slow payment of obligations. See, that trend is coming back to haunt us there, right? Increase in number of business credit inquiries or applications generated by the business or the owner. Number of trade experiences, balances, outstanding, payment habits, credit utilization, and trends over time. Okay? Line of credit, the SIC code, the line of business, I mean, the type of business that you're doing, right? So if you're making bombs, that's what your business does. That's high risk, right? So there's a list of high risk and restricted businesses, all right? So, and when you go to the Secretary of State and you create your name, this is when you're giving them that information. In Georgia, they have the DAS code, and we're going to talk about that, okay? Size of business and other demographic data, okay? So all that demographic data, they're just trying to see where you are, how big your company is, what do y'all do? All that stuff plays into your score, okay? What can raise a business credit score? generally the reverse of what can lower a business credit score. Some of these steps take time. Be patient. Great business credit can be built quickly, but it's not immediate. First, let's start with the biggest thing that you can do. Raise business credit scores. Pay on time, every time. That's the biggest thing you could do, right? Get the most favorable funding by paying all bills on time. This means a pay to score of 80 or above. Equifax credit risk score of 60 or better. For Experian, historical behavior, payment history is 5 to 10% of total score. For SBA loans, you won't be approved with a low score. Chances are good the SBA lender won't even submit your application to the SBA if your score doesn't meet the threshold. Okay? So in general, they do look at your score to see what your risk is, okay? How well does your company pay its outstanding invoices? How has your business's payment performance changed over time? They're looking at those trends, right? You can create trends too, right? Okay. Raise business credit scores, generate payment experiences. Develop payment experiences for your business. Payment experiences like you're doing a transaction. You're buying something and you're paying it. That's the experience. And then they're going to report when you pay that bill. They're going to report, hey, they paid this invoice in such amount of days, right? This means using your credit or financing. It means paying everything back on time and in full every single time. See, lenders and creditors, they want to see you using the credit that you have. You see? Because they feel this. Businesses, in order to operate, they have expenses. And this is how they do it. They get stuff on credit to run their business. They do the business they're supposed to do, get the money, and pay it. That's what they do. So they want to see you using your credit, okay? And using it well, strategizing. Raise business credit scores, unleash the power of trade references. Payment experience will matter the most if a creditor reports to the credit reporting agencies. But even non-reporting creditors can help if you ask for a trade reference. Trade references are some of the only subjective information on credit reports. They go beyond the numbers, right? So if you have a vendor that you're paying well, but they don't report, you can ask them to give you a trade reference. And then there is a way that you can upload this document to your business credit reporting agencies and add it to your file, okay? Give the CRAs what they want. Check your business credit reports regularly. See, so part of building business credit is having access to your business credit reports to see what's hitting it before you apply. And, you know, it's part of the strategy. You see, you go make you get your accounts, you make a payment on an item you bought, they're going to send the report in. Now, you want to make sure that what they are sending in is accurate and they send it on time. Because I'm going to tell you, that's a big thing about this credit thing is that these businesses are not in the business of keeping up with your credit report, okay? They're in the business of selling something in which they already did. So they don't put a lot of time and effort into after the sale inquiries. So when you call back, you're, and so they don't, you know, sometimes they don't even, sometimes they're not the ones that's sending the report in. So a lot of times, this always happens. You make this payment, but it never get there, or it got there late, right? So you want to stay on it. You want to have access to your business credit reports, okay? And as I told you before, my company gives you the business credit reports at an extreme discount compared to what they would charge you, okay? Always update your records with all the credit reporting agencies when there are changes. These kinds of changes may be in ownership. It might be in the overall number of employees. It may be the business entity, if you changed it from a corporation to an LLC or vice versa. It could be the location, the addresses, okay? Run your company financially responsibly. This means retaining enough assets to cover business downturns. Let me say that again, because this is one of the things they're looking at, right? This means retaining enough assets to cover business downturns. So they don't want you to be spending all the money you make. They want you to hold some money so that you can have it in case something happens. And something always happens. So they're looking to see how smart you are. So a lot of times that's why they're looking at your financial statements, okay? It means not overspending. It means not taking on more debt than your company can handle. Dun & Bradstreet in particular looks at chances a company will go bankrupt within a set time period. So take steps to keep your business's finances out of the red. Keep your trade payments in line. Pay rents and utilities on time. If your business can't, talk to your providers. Maybe you can work out a payment plan. Consider ways to cut expenses if you just can't keep up. A lot of this stuff you already know, right? Sometimes you just gotta be reminded or have it put in perspective, right? Stay out of legal hot water. You can't prevent every lawsuit. But if your business always honors its contracts and obligations, that will go a long way in staying out of court. The other legal issue is accidents. Keep workplaces clean and obstruction free. Get a risk assessment done by your insurer. They're in the business of loss prevention, so you should be too. Your business has two kinds of codes, okay? I'll tell you about these codes, and this is where we go into the codes more detail, okay? It's the SIC code, which is the Standard Industrial Classification, and the NAS code, which is the North American Industry Classification System. Industries can be either restricted or high risk. In general, restricted and high risk industries have some things in common. They may be high risk of injury on the job, or the industry may engage in a lot of cash transactions. Okay, so that's key. This is true no matter what the safety record of a particular business or the majority of its transaction types. Restricted and high-risk industries. Per the SIC, these are restricted industries. Restricted, meaning they're not getting no funding, okay? Energy, oil trading, petroleum extraction or production, pawn shops. Much of the cannabis industry is restricted. Per the SIC, the following industries are high risk: auto, recreational vehicle, or boat sales. Those are high risk. Travel agencies, high risk. These companies are subject to stricter underwriting guidelines. And there is an article on my blog that goes into even more detail, okay? Find my blog at businesscreditbuilder.us. Okay, SIC and NAS codes. Be honest when you choose yours, okay? So you're gonna choose yours when you set up your name at the Secretary of State. If you did not select a code, an SIC code or a NAS code, and you left that blank, then when you apply for a loan or application or something, they don't know what you do. So they can just assign you a high risk or a restricted industry. If they don't know what you do, they're gonna look at your name also and try to determine what you do, right? So try to keep high risk industries out of the name. But there's no reason to choose the riskiest code if a less risky one might apply. And keep the name of a high risk or restricted industry out of your business name. Chico's Bales Bonds can be renamed as Chico's. This is above board and honest. Increase your most recent high credit used. Credit issuers determine how high a credit limit to issue based on how much you spend monthly and how recently you spent it. So what you want to do is when you get to the point of building business credit and you are at the stage that you have revolving accounts, you want to pick one of those revolving accounts more often, use it more often, more experiences, more transactions. And when they see that you have been making on-time payments, then you call them. You ask for an increase. So you can increase the limit that they already gave you just by doing some on-time payments. Okay? Get approved for limits for more than 10 times of your existing limits just by monitoring and increasing your recent high credit used. And use your credit often so you can get more credit with every approval. Yes, yes. Okay. Tame your utilization percentage. Credit issuers want to see you're using your credit, but maintaining it wisely. They monitor these stats to approval decisions. Get approved for limits more than 10 times your existing limits just by monitoring and responsibly managing utilization, right? Okay, like I said, a lot of this stuff, actually, you already know. You just got to put it in perspective. Okay, address any adverse accounts. Negative payment history can diminish your ability to get loans and credit cards. It can increase the rates and payments on the credit and loans you do get. Know which accounts are reporting adverse credit history. Then you can work with the credit reporting agencies and credit issuers. Correct inaccuracies. Common sense, right? Okay. Add more positive history to offset the negative. So if you do got a negative, do a positive transaction to offset it. It'll balance it out, right? So I usually do two transactions to offset. If I get a negative, if I get a late payment in, I'll do two so that it boosts me, not evens me out. It boosts me, right? All right. Monitor your business credit reports. You'll never know what's going on unless you check. But you're often too busy to check. Monitoring makes it easy. We make it affordable. Save 90% over what Experian, Equifax, and Dun & Bradstreet charge by taking your by talking to me. We got the hookup, right? So when you do a business with me, we got the hookup so you can get business credit monitoring for all three credit reporting agencies for $25 a month. If you do this on your own, they're going to charge you about $100 for each credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and Dun & Bradstreet. They're going to charge you about $100 per month, all right? Okay, here's a recap. Y'all can answer, then y'all can ask questions. Start with the DUNS number and three payment experience to get to pay that score. New business credit scores tend to be low. CRAs all have slightly differing criteria for scoring, but results are very close. But what improves one will improve them all. Start to improve your scores with on-time payments and responsible financial stewardship. Work with Tier 1 to start getting payment experiences. Ask for trade references. Give CRAs all the data they request. Keep trade payments in line and try to stay out of legal entanglements. And make sure y'all stay to the end so that I can describe how we can help you. Okay. Keep trade payments in line and all that stuff. Address adverse accounts or SIC NAS codes that may be keeping scores down. Increase your most recent high credit used, but watch utilization. Monitor your business credit. Okay. Okay, let me give you a bonus. These are true startup vendors. Now, with my company, we have a staff that all they do is keep track of vendors and what their requirements are to get approved. And that's how we handle our clients. We build business credit in four tiers of vendors, right? Each tier will give you about 15 vendors and we'll say pick three of these, right? Now, the information that we provide you is everything that you need to know about the vendor, who they report to, what's the terms of the accounts that they offer, what do they sell, what do you need to get qualified, all this type of information and how to apply is in our system, right? It's in our system when we help you build your business credit, okay? So these vendors that's in our system, they change regularly because they change their underwriting guidelines. Like when the COVID came, they started changing, okay, dramatically. And they started dropping off our list because they started making it, it started getting high risk out there, you see? So the list I have now is not the list I had 6 months ago, okay? This is the list for right now. And you can go to this website, /vendors, businesscreditbuilder.us/vendors, okay? All right, these are the companies. CEO Creative, Maverick Office Supplies. Maverick Office Supplies, that's the first spot I go to. Barnett. Barnett is a Home Depot company, okay? Pilot Flying J. That's a gas car. You can get that easy. Grainger, right? This is the list for today. You need five. I told you to get three. You need three that goes to Dun & Bradstreet, one that goes to Equifax, and one that goes to Experian, okay? And you can find out by calling up these vendors and you ask them, who do y'all report to? That's how you know, right? Okay. Now, you can get started right now by scheduling a free business credit consultation. Now, if you want me to go over how we actually do this, I can do that if y'all want. Do y'all want me to do that? Okay, so make sure y'all go and schedule your business credit consultation. And if y'all want, we can go over the details of how we help you build your business credit. Is that cool? No? Y'all good?
That's cool.
All right. So we're going to go over a brief rundown of how we help you out. Okay? Let's do this. Okay. Okay. Excuse me one second. I'm going to set this up. Okay, so okay, so let's see some. Okay, yeah. That's what I need right there. Okay. Okay, so all my clients, right? When they sign up with us, they have their own control panel that is customized to their business. And that's how we help you, right? Now, I'm going to share my screen. And you're going to see what the control panel looks like. Okay, so now you should see what the control panel looks like. Basically, this is my reseller account, so you're not going to have all of these buttons on the left. You're not going to have all that, right? But you'll have this button here that says Build My Business Credit. And when you go into Build My Business Credit, we give you all the steps, every single detail of how to build your business credit, right? Let's go into one. Let's take a look. Step one is fundability foundation. This is setting up your business credible in the eyes of the lender, which is the most important step by far. Okay? The reason why this is the most important step by far is because businesses do not have to ask you permission to look at your business credit reports. And when they deny you, they do not have to tell you why they denied you. So if one of these things are messed up and they denied you for one of these things, how would you even know? You just continue doing your business and filling out the wrong information, right? Like, for instance, the business name. Like on an application, there are just the different fields, right? Each field, they're actually doing something. Like, so the business name, they're looking at that business name and they're looking up all the businesses that have a similar name and address as you. And if it doesn't come up exactly, and I do mean exactly, then they could deny you and they don't have to tell you why. Okay? So all these little steps right here, we go into do. Business name, business address, business entity, EIN, phone, website, business license, business bank account, merchant account, and the wrap, right? If you look over to the right, we got step two, which is business reports. Step three, step two is establish your business report. So it tells you all the information you need to know. Step three is start building tier one. You see that? Let's go to tier one. That's when you actually are building up your business credit. Okay. That's when you're actually building up your business credit. Okay. So when we go into tier one, we're giving you the vendors. We're saying to you, apply with three trade lines. So pick three of these. And you see all these vendors here? Look at this. All these vendors. You just go in there and pick three of them. Okay? Now, like I said before, these vendors change. And then when you get your accounts, then you add them into the system. You see? We got stuff added in there, right? So that when you call our advisors, they can see what you've done and they can advise you appropriately. Okay? Let's go into one of these. Let's go into Barnett. How about that? Barnett. Barnett is a Home Depot company, so they sell everything Home Depot sells. Okay? So this is what the information that we give you. Okay? Barnett, the Home Depot Pro. Okay? So you get on the left-hand side who they report to. You see that? Experian. Oh, it's in the right-hand side too. But you got their telephone number, an extension to call, right? You got their website. They report to Experian. They have a description of what they sell. Then they got special instructions. See, these other companies, which are on the list also, are Home Depot company, but you can only apply for one of them. So it's telling you the details about this account. Okay. Then down here, it says how to qualify. Entity in good standings with the Secretary of State, the EIN number with the IRS, business address, matching everywhere. Dun & Bradstreet number. I told you need the Dun & Bradstreet number. Business license if applicable. Business bank account. Trade bank references. Okay? They want to know that you got a bank account. They want to know the reference. They want some trade references and the bank reference. You see? And they want you to be in business for 1 year. To apply, they tell you exactly how to apply. You see that, right? So this is the type of detail that we give you throughout the whole thing, all right? I didn't mention also that each step, there is a video. I didn't show you that part. Let's go back. How do we get back there? Let's go to monitor business reports, right? We'll go in there. And the first one is credit monitoring, right? So you're going to go through this stuff step by step, right? So let's say we go into credit monitoring. Now, that's what we're selling you, the credit monitoring for $24 a month, right? Okay, let's go back. Let's go into established business reports. I'm just skipping around, right? We freestyling. All right, so Dun & Bradstreet. Let's just go in there because that's the most important to get started. And so every single step of the way, we're giving you instructions on how to do this task. There's a video. You see this right here? There's a video. How to apply for a DUNS number. It's telling you right there. Right? You put your DUNS number in once you got it, right? Or you say, yes, I got a DUNS number. Then you continue to the next step, right? So I'm showing you this because I wanted to show you that every single step of the way, we're giving you instructions. There's a video. And if you still cannot figure it out, then you can call up our advisory team so that you will have somebody right there with you, giving you concierge service every step of the way. You're not doing this alone. We have experts that know exactly what you need to be doing, okay? And then you go through all of the steps and you're building up your business credit, right? And at any time, you can contact, they'll give you a telephone number. You call up the advisors and say, hey, at any time I want to see if I qualify for a loan. I want to buy such and such. The advisors will give you you'll get the financial information right away. And you'll get the number to the finance team. The finance team will go over everything that you're qualified for. They'll be looking right in your control panel to see what you have done. They will tell you what you need to have done. This is when you strategize. You're planning and plotting how to get to the money. Most of my clients, when they come into my system, they cannot qualify. So we are preparing them to qualify for the vendors we already have. Let's go down straight down into tier four and just browse around a little bit into tier four. What's in tier four today? Okay, in tier four, we got 4SQM. I don't even know what that, or that's 4SGM. Right? I don't even know what that is. We go right in there and learn more about it. First National Bank, Texas, American Airlines, Cadence, Thornton's, Charity Charge. I never even heard of that one. That's new. Circle K, Citizens Bank. That's a black bank. Howard Bank, Premier Bank, Regions, Irving. So we're going to find the money for you, no doubt, okay? And we have the underwriting guidelines right in there. We tell you who they report to, all the information that you need, all right? Okay, so now I'm going to go into showing you what we do, right? Okay, so how to easily get business credit and financing all in one place. Business Credit Builder is powered by the Business Finance Suite. The Business Finance Suite is the number one selling business credit building software, period. Okay? On my website, there are testimonials from my clients at the bottom of every page on the website, video testimonials. This is Brian. Brian's from New Jersey, okay? He talks about how he got his $50,000 real easy. So it's the ultimate solution. The Business Credit Builder is the easiest and fastest way to get money and credit to build and grow your business. It is a simple solution. You get business credit for your business not linked to your social through the top-selling business credit system. You get access to funding for your business to start, build, and grow. Our cutting-edge technology helps you meet credibility requirements before you apply. You get a massive selection of revolving store credit cards with underwriting guidelines, hard to find cash credit sources you can get within 120 days. No personal credit check or guarantee is required to build business credit. You get access to cash flow financing. This is information I provide in a different webinar, but we have access to cash flow financing, collateral-based financing, unsecured financing, private money, alternative SBA, venture capital. Our most popular product is the unsecured financing of up to $150,000. That's for people to have good personal credit that works for startup businesses as well, okay? That's an easy way to start your business if you have good personal credit. So, and then this is where I show you the into the system, right? I showed you into the system already. So we're going to skip through that. That's the same stuff. This is Racetrack. Let's just go through Racetrack, right? This is Racetrack. They report to Dun & Bradstreet. Check out how to qualify for Racetrack. You need an EIN number. You need a DUNS number. You need a pay desk score of 78 or above. Preferred 3 years in business. You need to have a business entity and your business listed with the 411 National Directory. Boom. And qualify right there on the page. Here goes Christine. Check this out. Christine, this is one of my clients. She was able to get all of these approvals in 6 months, but not everybody could do this. So I'm not saying that you could do this because not everybody could do this. She's able to do this because she's a stay-at-home mom. Her husband's a truck driver. So she's at the house doing nothing but this all day, right? Taking care of the kids. Not everybody could do this because most people have things to do, right? They have things to do. So it takes time to organize this stuff. But she was able to do this in 6 months. You can do it too if you have the time to do it, right? Check this out. Sprint, 2,000. Amazon, 4,500. Tried to Supply, 5,000. Exxon, 5,000. Fuel Man Fleet, 6,000. BJ, 7. BP, 8. Lowe's, 10. Apple, 12, 5. Shell, 15. Whew. See, this list right here is over $250,000. Look at PNC Bank. They gave them $150,000 credit line. She told me that had she given her personal credit, that would have been $250,000. Okay, so it could be done. Okay. Okay. Why the Business Credit Builder is perfect for you. You get your own business credit advisor who offers concierge service for 12 months to help you build your business credit. Then you get your own finance officer to help you build to get best financing for your business, right? So the financing officer, they got access to hundreds of legitimate lenders. It's like we're a broker. Okay, we are a broker. Okay, so our finance officer already has hundreds of legitimate lenders. We look at your profile, see what you're trying to do. We pick the lender with the program that applies to you. And there's going to be more than one. And the finance officer will go over all of your options. We'll tell you the pros and cons for each situation and let you make an educated decision, okay? So here's a quick summary. You get your own business finance suite control panel. You saw that. Discounted business credit reports. Free DUNS number. Largest supply of starter vendors. Massive selection of revolving store credit. Hard to find cash credit sources. Access to cash flow, collateral base, unsecured, and private money sources. It will typically take you 18 to 24 months if you do this on your own. Okay? So I'm not saying you can't do this on your own. You can do this on your own, but there will be steps, bumps along the way that'll slow you down. Then it's going to take you some time to figure it out. Right? So we're going to save you time. We're going to guide you directly to go get the money and get approved for the things that you need. Right? We have two different packages. The core package is basically what I have already been explaining to you with the control panel, the advisors, the vendors, the lenders, the finance team, right? And we have the business credit building program. Now, I made the business credit building program for those that can't afford the core package, right? And that is a one-on-one package with me and you. You don't have access to the control panel, but I do. And I'm going to be talking to you one-on-one. Usually how this works is we talk about once or twice a month. But I'll talk to you as many times a month that you need, right? But usually I'm talking to you once or twice a month and we're strategizing which vendors to get, when to make a purchase, when to make a payment, when to pull the credit reports, how to read the credit reports, okay? And in the core package, we're doing the same thing, but you have access to the advisors to do that, right? And the finance team. See, the business credit building program does not have the finance team. So once we build up your business credit, then me and you, we're going to go look out for vendors, lenders, right? Okay. So the core package. Let's see. Okay, so this is the rundown for the core package. Get started today as part of this webinar, and you can get started with your huge discount. So this usually goes for $4,400. You can't find this anyplace else anywhere. But my price is only $29.95. You can pay one of two ways, with a $1,500 down payment and make monthly payments. Or you can make a single payment of $22.50, and that saves you $750. Now, the good news is this. For today, if you think that this is worth, that this system can help you, right? If you think this can help you and you're able to move today, then your single payment would only be $1,250. You see how much money you saved right there? But you got to act today, right? You got to act today to get that $1,250, right? And this is like a value of $4,400, where you have somebody that you can talk to right with you every single step of the way, dotting every single I. Okay? That's the best deal right there. Now, the business credit building package is a one-on-one consultation with me for 1 year. The other package, you have that unlimited. There's no limit to that. You'll always have access to funding with the core package. This one is for 1 year. I help you build your business credit. This usually retails for $2,500. My price is $995. You can start with a $400 down payment and make three monthly payments, or you can make a single payment of $750, right? And that saves you $250. These prices we offer all the time. But lucky for you, today, a single payment of $500 gets you in and done. And I got you for a whole year. But you have to act today, right? You call me, 404-500-9687. And you get down, or schedule a consult. If you can't talk right now, schedule a consult. I'll honor what I say I do. I do what I say I do. All right? Now, let's say you can't afford that. I got ebooks, right? Just go to /ebooks and check out my ebooks starting at $10. Boom, boom, bam, right? Now, let's say you can't afford that. You got my blog. My blog got crazy info. There's a full article on the SIC and the NAS codes on there, and a whole bunch of stuff I just can't put in these webinars. My social medias, get down what you get down, wherever you get down at, right? And the Spotify. Spotify is our podcast. Our podcast is called Business Credit is Real. These are video podcasts as well. So you can either just listen to it or you can listen and look. But the YouTube, that's the spot, all right? The YouTube is the spot, all right? Don't forget, schedule your free business credit consultation. Does anybody have a question at this time?
Good evening, Noel. Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
All right.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I was like, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I have a couple questions because I'm a fairly new business, not officially a year yet. But I have been a notary for almost like 15 or more years. I've lost track. So my question is, I have a business account. I have a business credit card that came with that account. I suspect it's based on my personal credit, though. I don't know for a fact.
I'm expecting that also.
Okay. So then I have did a search on Dun's, and it appears that I have a Dun's number, which I didn't apply for it, but I'm assuming it's because I have a business account and that credit card.
Okay. The Dun's numbers you applied for.
Okay. So when I do the lookup and it pulled, because it pulled up my business name, my address, and then they had the little link where you can, they can email you the Dun's number associated with it. That's and I had them to do, right, but I didn't apply for it.
Somebody applied for it. Because like I said before, it don't just populate. You got to ask for this.
That's so weird.
Maybe you did it one of them days and forgot that you did it.
Now I have an EIN number, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if it was because it seems like it's something I read or heard somewhere that I guess like if you had, sometimes they will generate a number and I don't know if it's because of the credit card, if it was reported, then they sort of do a sort of filler number for you.
And I don't know about that.
You still got to set up the account.
I know that for the Dun's number, you got to apply for that.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's your question?
So my questions relate to the business address when setting up the trade accounts. Okay. Because my EIN number and my business registration for the state of Maryland are under my home address. Okay. But I have a virtual business address that I use for the public. So my question is, if I set up these trade accounts, do I need to use my personal home address? Because that's how my EIN number is set up.
Good question. And this is the answer. Before you apply someplace, it don't matter what it is. But when you do apply, all of your addresses need to be identical. The one at the Secretary of State needs to be identical to the one that you put on your EIN number, which needs to be identical to the one that is connected to your telephone, which needs to be identical to the address you had on your website. So, if they see any place, and they will go to Google and type in your business name, right. If they see different addresses and different telephone numbers, that's a red flag. And they can deny you, and they don't have to tell you why.
Okay.
That's one of the first things I do when I get on the client. I'm going to the Secretary of State. I look at that Secretary of State address. Now, we're going down through everything, and it has to match up to that right there, because that's where they're going. They're going to that Secretary of State, checking out that address.
Okay, so then is it possible to change the address that's linked to my EIN number?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an administrative call of about an hour on the telephone with the IRS.
Are you serious?
It might be longer. Now, there's a way that you can do it, you know, by mailing it in and stuff like that.
That little stuff, because I was sitting here going through my business documents, and that's why I was like, okay, let me ask this question. The same thing with the name, because since I created my EIN number, I have added on to my public business pages and apostilles, but officially I'm registered as Jet Signature Notary.
Okay, so if your Secretary of State says Jet Signature Notary.
LLC with the state.
Okay, that's exactly like that. They sent you a certificate.
Yes.
Secretary of State sent you a certificate. Yes. And the way that is spelled on that certificate, that's how you want to present yourself on every single application.
Okay.
Right? Now, on your website, it could be whatever name you want, right? Like you got the extension, the apostle on the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when they go, what they're going to do is go to that website, and they're going to skip over that nice, pretty homepage. They're going to go straight to the contact page. Now, they're looking at the name of the business. They need to match up. That needs to match up to the Secretary of State. Exactly. The telephone needs to match up, and the address needs to match up. So at that point, they're double checking you. They're trying to see if what they find on your website is the same as what you put on your application, and they're trying to catch you slipping up.
Right.
Okay.
I listen, I get it. That's why I'm trying to make sure I get my stuff in order before I apply for these trade lines. So, okay, so I understand that exactly what the Secretary of State has. There was something you just said, and I was like, no, you made me think of another question. I'm going to pause and see if anybody else got a question.
Okay, that's cool. Anybody else got a question? This is the time of the week that I answer business credit-related questions.
Hello, this is Marcia Wells. I do have a question.
All right, Marcia.
So, I have a few loans that I've paid off, and you mentioned something to request a trade reference so that it can be uploaded to my file. And I've called Don to find out what I need to do in order to get it uploaded. And they want to sell me something in order to do that.
Who?
Don and Bradstreet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is what the deal is at Dun & Bradstreet. At Dun & Bradstreet, they got this sales team that is incredible.
Yeah.
They will convince you that you got to buy something, right? But there's a way to just upload. You go, there's an account, you go into your account, and you can upload your stuff the right way.
Okay.
Okay, and that's stuff that we provide you when once we are looking after you, right?
Okay.
So we're gonna show you exactly what to do.
So that's something that you would show me if we did the business credit program.
That's right. Yeah.
Four package left.
That's right. Yeah. If you wanted to add trade lines, trade references to your business credit files. Yeah, that's what we will help you do that.
Okay, and then there was another question it escaped me.
Okay. You can come back.
Okay.
Let me see. Maybe Shelly might have thought of what her other question was.
Or not maybe... yet.
All right, go ahead, Shelly. Run it.
No, I said I don't have it yet.
Oh, you don't have it yet. Okay, that's cool. Okay. Anybody else? Ms. Harris, I see you out there, Ms. Harris. Kenyana. Hello. Anybody got a question? This is the time. All right. So, building up this business credit is a step-by-step process. Each step is needed for the next step. There's no skipping steps. And we got you. That's one thing, right? Like every single thing, you can just call up an advisor or you call me, right? And be like, hey, should I apply for this account? Check this out, right? Because there's some details in there, right? Like, let me give you one. This is a little bonus, all right? Here's a quick bonus. Some vendors will not report if you buy the item and pay for the item in the same month. That's deep, right? You're trying to be on time and pay it right when you bought it, but it don't never get sent. You find out because they don't send the stuff in if you bought it and pay for it in the same month. This is my solution. When you get an account, you got to know two things. Who they report to and when they report. Most vendors report at the end of the month. So if I have a vendor that reports at the end of the month, I'm going to buy an item close to the end of the month, like about the 25th of the month. And then the end of the month comes around and they report. And I want them to report that I owe. I want them to report that I owe at the end of the month. Then in the first week of the next month, I'm going to pay the bill within 14 days. Because when I pay within 14 days, they send a report that says I paid early. If I pay between the 15th day and the 30th day, the report they send in says I paid on time. If I pay on the 31st day, the report they send in says I paid late. You got that? That's an advanced structure. Did you get that? Did you get all of that?
Can you say that again, please?
Okay, here we go. Some vendors will not send in your report to the business credit reporting agencies if you buy the item and pay for the item in the same month.
Are you speaking of when we use our credit cards?
When you have a vendor that is reporting to the business credit reporting agencies, a credit card would be one.
Okay.
Now, this doesn't apply to all vendors. This applies to some vendors. But I use this strategy for all my transactions just in case. Okay. So a lot of times you don't know which vendors have that. They might not share that information with you that that's what they do. They don't have to share that information with you. You just find out after the fact. Where's my trade line? Then you find out that they didn't send it in, right? So what I do is there's two things you need to know when you get a new account. You need to know who they report to and when they report, okay? So most vendors report at the end of the month. So let's say for our example, the vendor that we have in question reports at the end of the month, right? So I'm going to make my purchase about the 25th of the month, close to the end of the month. Then on the 30th, they're going to report. They're going to report that I got an account, I made a purchase, and it's outstanding right now. I just got it 5 days ago. It's outstanding, right? And then in the first week of the next month, within 14 days, I'm going to pay it. Because within 14 days, because if you pay it within 14 days, the report they send into the business credit reporting agencies is he paid that bill early. If I paid on the between the 15th day of the invoice date to the 30th day, then my payment is on time. That's what they send in to the reporting agencies. If I pay on the 31st day, that means the report they send in says that I paid late. Does that make sense? You're still taking that in, huh? Hello?
Yes, I'm processing it. I never heard that. So it's just, it's a lot to process. But thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's a little advanced right there. Marcia says it makes sense. Yep. You got that, Marcia. All right, cool. That's just something that happens, right? See, in my experience with this business credit stuff, I come across stuff that I never even think would have happened. after doing research, because you have to go back to your credit reports and make sure that those credit, that those payments that you're making, they hit your business credit report. And when they don't, or they're wrong, you have to figure out why. So that's one thing I found out. I had a vendor, I paid him like early. I'm trying to be on time. I paid him right away, but it never showed up. 3 months later, I'm figuring out the why. Okay? So doing this on your own, you can figure it out, but it takes you time, right? It takes you time to figure it out. That's why it's good to have a coach right there with you that can already, that already has seen errors and what to look for, right? Like that address, right? Experian don't have an Experian number. They have a BIN number that they issue you. And on applications, they don't ask you for your BIN number. They report to the address, right? So if you shipped it, this is even more deep, right? But if you have your business address and then you have a shipping address, some vendors will use that shipping address as the address that they're going to send this report to. So I'm not going to get into those details, but you know, all this little stuff, it makes sense. It's like, you know, it's stuff that you can figure out, you can do on your own, but having a coach will simplify and streamline your efforts. All right. Okay, what time we got? 8:40. We over the time. Any more questions before we get out of here?
All right, I'm going to jump back in here. I'm going to go back to the Dunn's.
Okay,
so, go ahead. Because I'm looking at Dunn's, like I said, and it has my information up there, and then there's the link to view and edit company information. So should I then just click on to create a profile? Because I haven't done that, anything with Dunn's yet.
You haven't done anything with them?
Mm-mm.
I'm curious on how you got that Dunn's number and never applied for it.
I don't know.
I'd be looking at that whole file. Before I tell you to do anything, I'd be looking at that whole file to figure out what I can figure out.
File would I be looking at?
You would look at your account at Dun & Bradstreet. You should have a way to log in.
Right. So I've literally never set up an account with them.
Right. Okay. So now we're talking about calling them and figuring out how to get into your account. Giving them that Dun's number that they get, that you said you do that email thing where they said they're gonna send it your Dun's number.
Right. I did that and I printed it out. I have it in a folder.
You got your
somewhere.
Dun's number. Cool. So now you call them up and say, yo, I got this Dun's number. What's my login? There's going to be a login. There's going to be a site for you to log in so you can manage it. Because you need to manage it, because if you change your address, which you told me there's an address situation going on, if you need to change it at Dun & Bradstreet, that's how you're going to change it. You're going to go in there.
Right. I think that's what this link will walk me through setting it up. It's like I'm claiming it.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because you're going to have to log in. You're going to need a website, a username, and a password.
Okay. So I should just call them.
Yeah, you should call them.
Okay.
And hopefully you get around the salespeople.
Thank you.
All right, so we're gonna end this for the night. Who said that there was a bookkeeper? Shelly?
No, I think that was, I don't know if it was Marshall or somebody else that was on.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, ERC is big time right now. So for any businesses that in 2019, 2020, if they had employees, they're getting a credit, a cash payment credit. So if you know businesses that had employees and they filed the 941 form, then they can get up to $26,000 per employee.
Wow.
This Why is goes that? Back to, this is in the CARES Act.
What happened? Say that again.
Okay.
Oh, Kiana, you done came to life now.
No, oh. I was in the middle trying to cook dinner, listen to this, and but I was paying attention, but I didn't get that last part that he just said.
Okay, so the ERC is the Employee Retention Credit. So if you are a business or you know a business that had employees during 2019-2020, right? 2009, 2019 and 2020, if they had employees, not independent contractors, employees, they filed, they employers filed the 941 form so they can pay their taxes, their employer taxes. Because of the CARES Act, which is, you know, remember back in the day, they had the PPPs and the EDIL things, right? And that same bunch of money is the ERC, okay? So if your business had employees, real employees, they filed quarterly the 941 form. So the ERC is a credit that they can get up to $26,000 per each employee. And it's a big calculation. The average accountant cannot do this calculation. CPAs, a lot of CPAs don't even know about this. Okay? This has not been advertised like the PPP was. Like, everybody knew about the PPP, right? But everybody don't know about this. Okay? And it's real cash money, up to $26,000. If y'all get me some people that have been businesses, I'm gonna kick you down because I'm gonna get some loot. All right. And also, if y'all want to start your own business and start selling this stuff, like the business credit and stuff like that, I have a partner program that you can get money on this too. All right. Now we're over the time, like for real. All right, any more questions before we get out of here? I hope y'all got that.
No, thank you for all the information. I'll definitely be reaching out to you.
All right, thank you, Miss Chloe.
Oh, you got it right. Do you know how many people get my last name wrong? Jesus.
I freestyled that one.
That's all right. Cool. You did well. Thank you. Good luck to everyone on the call.
Thank all you, right. You as well. Everybody. Thank you so much, Mr. Booker.
Thank and you, again, Ms.
thank
Shelley.
You for the personal call earlier today. That's a
appreciate
that's a first.
Idea. Oh, yeah, it's how we do. I'm trying to tell you, this is how we do. All right.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, y'all. Peace. Good night.